The title of tonight's message is Use Your Tither's Power. Now, I'm bringing this to a very unique point. We ran into some people that we found that haven't been tithing properly, which has caused some challenges in their lives. And many people think that tithing is only about money and getting financial rewards, because most ministers who preach on that preach about the financial blessings and the 30, 60, 100-fold return. But the bottom line is, your power, your rights as a tither are so important, especially as we head into these ending challenging times. You're going to really need to be on top of everything, be on top of every part of your game going into these coming times. Now, I love this country. It's a great country. It's the greatest in the world. We have our challenges, yes. We've also been the best country that's blessed the world more than any other country ever has done in the history of the world. Okay. We have a form of government, and you have to read between the lines and understand that they phrase things in certain ways to control people's feelings. This is nothing new. You can look back through history. Every government's always done that. They will tell you that inflation is 8%. I will tell you, if you go to the grocery store and look at your prices from this year and last year, it's much more than 8%. I will tell you, if you go to the gas station, it's much more than 8%. And the reason I say this is because we have to be so attuned to the Holy Spirit that we have to know the truth from the Holy Spirit. Okay? I'm not blaming anybody. I understand why they do what they do, okay? I'm a realist, though. I don't look at the way things should be. I look at the way things are and what I can do to make it better for myself and the people around me that I love, which includes you, okay? So the bottom line is we need to know every tool in our box. For example, what's the most important part of a car? Without an engine, the car doesn't run. Without transmission, the car doesn't run. Without tires, the car doesn't run. Without gasoline, the car doesn't run. Every part is important. Now, I'd bought a car back many years ago, and the dash cluster went out on it. Now, a dash cluster, I found out, because I didn't know what it was, is the circuit that controls all the controls on your dashboard, your speedometer, your tachometer, your oil lights, your heating gauges, everything on it. That car ran fine, but I always had the challenge that, am I going too fast? Can I get a speeding ticket? What if the oil runs out of the car and burns up the engine? What if the car overheats? Because I couldn't know. So I had to go in and get the gas cluster replaced, which is no problem. They did it for me. It's under warranty. But the bottom line is this. Every part of that car is important for a reason. Now, you can do without the radio, and you can do without air conditioning, things like that. But the basic parts of the car is important. Okay? If you're a professional golfer, you have 14 clubs in your bag. Can you imagine Tiger Woods that doesn't know how to use one of those clubs? No. He uses every club. In fact, every professional golfer takes every club every single day, hits at least 100 balls with that club to make sure every swing is so perfect. So when he's in the field, he knows exactly what he needs to do and how it's going to work. All right. Now, we had a friend, Dennis Tenorino. He's in heaven now, but Dennis was 4-time Mr. Universe. He competed very much against Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day. And if you look at these guys, every part of their body is sculpted. They couldn't leave one part off or they wouldn't win their championships. Now, why I'm telling all you this thing is I'm going to talk about something today, and this is one part that you need to really get under your belt. We're talking about other things in the future, but as we do this, we're going to develop the whole person ready for the coming challenging end times. And trust me on this, the time is coming where we cannot wait. You cannot wait anymore. We have to get ready now, because when the time comes, it's time to move, and you better be in position to hear the Holy Spirit, to get every blessing of God you can coming down to help you and your families when these tough times come. I don't mean to be negative. I mean to be positive and encouraging that we are in position to get ready. And because we get ready, families and friends are going to be saved for some terrible times. Fair enough? Okay, so use your tither's power. We're going to look here in Malachi 3, 7 through 12. This is in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And I like the Holman. It explains things fairly well. Also, the King James is tough for me to pronounce. Anyway, Malachi 3, 7. Since the days of your fathers, you have turned from my statutes. You have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you ask, how can we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. You ask, how do we rob you? By not making your payments of the tenth and the contributions. You are suffering under a curse, yet you, the whole nation, are still robbing me. Bring the full tenth into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me this way, says the Lord of hosts. See, if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing for you without measure. I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not ruin the produce of your land. Your vine and your field will not fail to produce fruit, says the Lord of hosts. Then all the nations will consider you fortunate, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Okay. Maybe read that and think about money. Oh, I give 10%, God bless me back, the fruit of my land, the vine, the field, and so forth. But the devourer is Satan. What is Satan's obligation to himself? To steal, kill, and destroy. Okay? So, I'm going to start with a testimony down here. When you get our outlines, I'm going to be skipping around a little bit today. We'll be sending these out so you can get to them online later. We don't have time to put them on today. But you'll see the points I'm going to make, because I want to do this in a little different fashion. There was an ABC tither. Used her tither's power by praying and reminding God that she is a tither. At 3 a.m., she called Apostle Josh and Pastor Sarah and told them that her daughter was at an event, tripped, hit her head on the concrete. The doctor said her daughter could be dead within 30 minutes and needed immediate brain surgery for a major concussion. The ABC tither screamed out to the Lord, something like, we don't know the exact words. I'm a tither. In the name of Jesus and God, you've promised to rebuke the devourer. So, Lord, I need you to rebuke the devourer from my daughter. The surgeon was able to get her daughter prepped for surgery quickly. The surgery went well. Her daughter recuperated and is still doing well. Not everything about tithing is money. When you are properly aligned with God, He can do everything for you. Now, what is the difference between a covenant and a contract? A contract, a covenant, both are agreements. Both have conditions. Party A does this. Party B does that, and they're conditioned upon each other, okay? But a contract is a written agreement. A covenant is a promise. We have a covenant with God, which is a promise with God, that when we follow our part, He will do His part. God is not a liar. He will do His part, but we got to do ours. And a number of people come to me and they're talking about how they have financial challenges and so forth, and I love to listen to them. And they're not tithing. Or if they are, they're not giving with a cheerful heart. They're giving with resentment. That doesn't work. You must be willing to give the gift as an act of worship. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. You must be willing to do this, okay? So your tithers' rights and God has promised you are conditional. First of all, you must keep God's statute not to rob him by tithing to the Lord of hosts, okay? Give a full 10% of your income to the church, a full 10%. Not 9.5, not the part after taxes, a full 10%, okay? Why? Because that's God's, okay? Now, when you do this, you test the Lord, see if he'll open the floodgates of heaven and pour out blessings for you without measure. Blessings come in many, many ways. They come in healings. They come through words of knowledge. They come through blessings in other ways, and they do come in financially as well, okay? The Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the army of hosts in heaven, will rebuke, reprimand, and stop the devourer for you, so you will produce successful fruit. Fruit can be anything you're doing. Okay? But God will stop the devourer from stopping you. Okay? Now, as we live in a world today, we're talking a lot about medical things today, too. We live in a world today where many people are going bankrupt because of the medical system. The devourer is using the medical system to financially attack people and put them out of their homes and do many, many terrible things to them. Okay? With the tither's rights, that can be stopped. Now, all nations will consider you fortunate, blessed, and prosperous, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. When God is on your side and things are going your way, people are going to notice. It says here, all nations will consider you fortunate, blessed, and prosperous. Okay? Now, when your people who are unsaved that you know are not walking with God, and they see that you are this way, fortunate, blessed, and prosperous, they're going to take notice. They're going to come to you and ask you, what is it that you're doing? They are going to say how challenged they are. And you can talk to them. They've come to you. They need your help. Talk to them about Jesus, salvation, and get them started on the path they need to be before the real serious challenge in the end times come. Now, when you tithe, name your seed and designate your expected harvest in writing on your check or envelope. Okay? If you want your business to grow, put down their business growth. Okay? If you want healing for somebody, put down healing for somebody. Okay? You're not buying it, but your act of worship is showing God that you love him enough. You love him more than the money, and that is where faith comes in. And by faith, then God can work in your life. Okay? Now, we're going to talk about a tithing and offering prayer later, but you pray this prayer before sending in your offering. Okay? Now I'm going to go down to the next testimony. Okay? There was an evangelist who came here to ABC, a very good friend of Pastor Karen's and I. His 3-year-old daughter drowned in their pool. She was blue when they pulled her out. They didn't know how she got outside. The paramedics came, but they could not revive her. Now, this man of faith, this evangelist, was challenged to be panic-stricken, crying, "Oh, my daughter." I understand that. He told the story very well. He was really, how much he was just crying and in challenging. Now, what did Jesus do? Get the naysayers out of the way. Okay? His brother was a pastor who happened to be visiting. He kicked everybody out, including this evangelist, because they were in doubt, unbelief, and fear. Except for the child's mother. She stayed. The pastor said to them, "If you cannot stay in faith and believe, then you must leave." The pastor prayed using the power of the tither because the evangelist was a faithful tither. So he asked God to rebuke the devourer from his daughter and awaken her. The daughter miraculously woke up and came back to life. He claimed, "This man is a tither. I claim tither's rights over this daughter of his. I claim for her to come back to life. And she did. Now, the exciting part, in addition to her coming back to life, is that she was better than before, because when she was born, until the time of this accident, she had a speech impediment and didn't speak much at all. When she did talk, she stuttered and was severely slow, well below her age group in speaking ability. After she came back to life, the speaking disability disappeared. She miraculously spoke in full sentences, conversing with adults, using higher vocabulary, and operating with the mentality of a much older, advanced child. That's a miracle of God. Because the man was a tither, and though he didn't claim the tither's rights himself, somebody did claim the tither's rights over him to bless him. And in doing so, the miracle happened. Not only did she come back to life, but she came back better than before. First, you must confess your known sins or unaware sins before we pray the tither's power prayer. Now, some of you, with all due respect, have not tithed the proper 10%. Okay? There's no condemnation here. This is not about condemnation. This is about getting things set straight as we go forward. So, if you haven't got a full 10% of your income, now this includes financial gifts, gift cards, if you skip some tithes because of challenging times, or not consistent in tithing, or think that maybe you just missed something, pray this prayer with me. Okay? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess and repent of the following sins of not realizing how the importance of the tithe to stop the curse of the devourer, and if I had missed giving tithes, skipped, or not been consistent, if I did not give a full 10%, to my church, from every financial income, if I did not pray the prayer over my tithes, forgive me, and I contend I will do proper from now on. Now, Pastor Karen and I were at a ministry meeting one time. And the leader of this ministry meeting was a very wonderful man. And there were probably 70, 80 people there. And when he asked if any of them ever missed tithes or anything like that, there were four people, Pastor Karen, myself, and another couple, they did not have to go up and repent for that. And they were all pastors. Now, I'm saying this because people are human. They make mistakes. But we have a loving, forgiving God. And the point is, if there's ever been that challenge in your life, forgive yourself now and go forward, because you're going to need His power going forward. You know, the third testimony, an ABC-er had attended ABC Church every week for many years, but had never tithed. He then became so ill that he was on his deathbed. Apostle Josh was his pastor and went to go pray for him. Apostle Josh was saying to that man, "You're not a tither, so there's a curse on your life." That man asked his wife to go get the checkbook and write a check, tithe check, to ABC Church right then and there. He gave it to Apostle Joshua. Shortly afterwards, that man miraculously got better. He was so healed that he went on many travel trips and cruises, became a faithful tither, and lived for many, many years after. So tithing is not about money. It's about getting the power of God right in your life, because you're doing an act of worship. Okay. So preparation to pray the tither's power prayer. If you haven't tithed yet, I suggest you use your checkbook or envelope or Ziploc bag. Put what you intended to tithe in it as a designation. You can send it to your church, or whatever means you use. Now, remember, you have to name your seed. So, to name your seed, repeat after me, and you can name your seed whatever you want to for today. I'm going to give you a general seed we can all agree upon. So write down a piece of paper that accompanies your check, email, or text the following words. Name my seed for my expected harvest. Prosperity, debt-free, Ephesians 3:20 abundance, healing, health, protection over me, my family, all that we own, and all that pertains to us. Okay. Whatever you really want, you can pray over. Okay? I'll repeat that again for you. Naming the seed for my expected harvest. Prosperity. Debt-free. Ephesians 3:20 abundance. Healing. Health. Protection over me, my family, all that we own, and all that pertains to us. Now you're ready to pray the Tither's Power Prayer. So I'm going to go ahead and do our prayer right now with our own tithes here for the ABC. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
You should repeat after me. Thank you. I'm reminding you
to bless me
in this land of milk and honey. And I give you my tithes
and offerings
as an act of worship
to you
and thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus. Because I am a tither. God has opened the windows of heaven. And continues to flood me. With blessings. He has rebuked. The devourer from me. My family. And all that pertains to me. So in the name of Jesus. Lord. You have promised to rebuke the devourer from me. So Lord.
I need you.
To rebuke. The devourer right now. From every area of my life. Which includes my health.
My body.
My mind.
My finances.
My home.
My challenges.
And from every area.
Of my life.
And my family's life.
In the name of Jesus.
In addition.
In addition.
In the name of Jesus. I thank you.
That you are.
The Lord of hosts.
Jehovah Sabaoth.
And I ask you.
To send the army of hosts.
Of heaven.
Today.
To cause circumstances. To line up.
To hasten.
And actively.
Watch over his word.
In this prayer.
To perform.
So my prayers.
Come to pass quickly.
Because they hearken unto.
The voice of God's spoken word.
Amen. Take this to heart. Ask the Lord. He will lead you and guide you correctly. Make sure you're tithing properly, because that will give you power in the world. And he will rebuke the devourer from your behalf. In Jesus' name. Amen. And since we've already done the tithes and offerings prayer, we can go straight into communion, okay? Great. Everybody please confess your sins and do a USP. And when Jesus had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all you've done for us, for all those stripes you took for us, for all that pain and suffering you did for us. And we take this body right now in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant of my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." This is the blood that washed us white as snow. We take this now, and Jesus, we've been healed by your stripes. In Jesus' name.